podcast. This is my podcast. Hey, everybody. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. So suck it.
Hello. Welcome to my third ever podcast. I think this is the first time I haven't been, like, about to get sick. But neither of the two other times that I did a podcast and I thought I was getting sick, neither of those two times I got sick. So I'm probably going to get sick this time because I don't feel like I am. Anyway, I'm at home, and it's the day before our show in Wichita, Kansas, and then we have three other shows before Christmas time. And then we'll come home on Monday, the 21st, in that morning, and then we're home for a while. It'll be the holiday time, which will be good. The holidays are a fun time. Obviously, I have two kids who are very fun and who are looking forward to it this year. And we don't really have to move around a ton because my parents are only like 2 hours away and my wife's parents are only like 45 minutes away. So it should be a really low-key and easy year and fun for everybody. My son is getting a drum set and he's four. And am I crazy or just what's my problem? Or I mean, that's what he asked for though. So, you know, if you have the ability or the means to get them what they ask for, then you get it. It's not like he asked for a helicopter, you know. Had he asked for a helicopter, then I would probably have just told him that there's no Santa Claus, and then would just, you know, be like, you know, because, and even if he had, and maybe I wouldn't go that far, but like, how am I going to convince, how is an elf going to make a freaking helicopter? You know what I mean? Like, or a band of elves who have just spent all day working on Legos, and then they have to go, on the days when the weather's really bad, they go inside to the airplane hangar and make helicopters for kids, you know what I mean? Like, real full-size helicopters? I don't think so. I don't think that that's in the cards. But I'm excited about these podcasts. It's really fun. It's cool. I just basically turn on the mic and just talk, obviously. And, after just two, I already have over 1,000 subscribers. So that's really cool. And I mean, I'm really enjoying doing it. So, but anyway, I'm looking forward also to the year 2010. You know, I guess we'll talk more about that when I do another one here in a week or so. But, you know, there's a lot of good things on the horizon right now, you know, for Bowling for Soup. And I guess I should get some Bowling for Soup announcements out of the way before we get really into the nitty and the gritty. We're doing like merch specials all month long for Christmas and stuff like that. Obviously trying to get some of the old stuff out of the store so we can get some new stuff in next year. And the tour's been going amazingly. That's two subjects. Anyway, so check out the Bowling for Soup store. If you haven't checked out the UK store, you can click on, there's like a UK link now, so you can order stuff from the UK and the shipping won't kill you. Also, if you haven't called our 5M line, please do so. I'm trying to do better about keeping that up to date. In the U.S., it's 214-666-6228, 214-666-6228. And in the U.K., 020-3318-4516, 020-3318-4516. The Christmas album is out. You can get to that on the U.S. store, and it's digital, and which is cool to have that out there. It's been very well received. And you know, that's pretty much that. New tour dates for the U.S. are up on the Bowling for Soup site, and U.K. dates for April will be coming soon, so check that out. What else is going on? The tour's been going really good. It's been surprisingly warm, which leads me to believe that, like, February is just going to blow, you know? Like, I'm sure we're going to be somewhere, like, as far north as possible. That's basically what happens anytime it's time for us to tour. We just go north, you know, and when it's cold, and then when it's hot, we go south, which should be the opposite of that. You know, we should be like old people and just like, and travel as far as the weather, old people and birds, you know, like we could pattern ourselves after them and just move around with the weather. And it'd be so good, you know, for us to do that. And that way we would find ourselves more comfortable climate-wise. But I'm going to play a song. And this song is an unreleased song called Are You Kidding Me? That was written for the... I think this was written for the Great Burrito Extortion case. And this is just a really quick demo of it. And so when I sing off-key, just kind of act like I'm really, really good. And but this is one of those ideas where he had this concept for a song and you think, man, this is going to be just awesome. And then the song happens and you're just like, man, there's just something missing from this. Like the idea is there and the melody is good and stuff, but it just didn't quite happen the way that we had anticipated or planned to have it rock, you know. But anyway, you can check it out. Unreleased demo of Are You Kidding Me? Right now. We'll be right back. Okay, that was Are You Kidding Me? I wrote that song with Zach Malloy. I believe that song was written in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on one of our many writing adventures. That was kind of from one of the very first times we had ever written together, I think. And I was at his house, and we knocked out like four songs in 2 days. And that one in particular, along with a song called Get Happy, I believe. Yes, Get Happy were ones that we just kind of cranked out like the last day before I had to go to the airport. So, you know, again, like as I've said before in the whole podcast thing, you can definitely tell that like lyrics from demos get fine-tuned, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes a line grows on you so much that you just, I mean, even if you think of something that you think is better, you're just like, man, am I overthinking this? I mean, this is what I originally meant to say, and maybe I should just leave it, you know? Anyway, that's Are You Kidding Me? And it's funny, as I'm digging through all of these demos and unreleased songs and stuff, like, man, I'm eventually going to play all of them, but, you know, some of them are really, really sung out of tune, and, you know, you can tell that like, don't really know where I want to go melody-wise sometimes, and, you know, but what the heck, man, I mean, that's what this is all, it's all fun, so I'm really hoping that you're enjoying this. So yeah, I'm anxious to get these last few shows over with and come back to Texas. And then I'm actually home for like a month, and then we'll be going out with Just Surrender in January and February. So check them out online. We're basically touring the whole freaking US. And then we'll be at South by Southwest in Austin, and then again, UK dates for April will be coming very, very soon. Oh boy, you know, funny thing. So after this, you want to know what I have to do today? I have to change the air conditioner filters and fix this vent, an air conditioning vent in my daughter's room. I'm so domestic today, man. I mean, that is like, so basically I sit here in this chair and I talk for 20 minutes and then I get up and I have to go like do dad stuff. You know, that's dad stuff. Plunging the toilet. I've plunged the toilet like 3 times since I've been home. I've only been home like 11 times. I don't know what the hell they're flushing down there. Like, I just keep, you know, every time I plunge it, I keep thinking, this is going to be the time where, like, something finally breaks free and it's going to be like, oh, okay, I see. There's a stuffed weenie dog down the thing, or there's some sort of a Batman item or a whatever. Like, there's a freaking Lincoln log in the toilet. Or someone flushed a jean jacket down the toilet, you know, like maybe, but nothing ever comes up, just toilet paper, basically. So I don't know. I don't understand it at all. And I'm tired of plunging freaking toilet. So, but I guess that's just what happens. Somebody's using a shitload of paper, no pun intended. You know what I mean? Oh boy, but so the Christmas episode of Phineas and Ferb is out, which is cool. I don't know if you guys have seen it. You can check it out. I think it's online, but they're also showing it on Disney XD, which is exciting, man. It's just such a cool thing to be a part of that show and all that they're doing. They just, very, very creative over there. And then I wrote a song for the show called Izzy's Got the Frizzies, and another song called Bouncing Around the World with the guys from the show, and I think they're actually going to have me sing on Bouncing Around the World when I'm there in LA in January, so I'll keep you posted on that. That should be very, very cool. So it's Christmas time. All the Christmas movies are coming out. I don't really know which one I'm going to go see. You know, like, I kind of like chick flicks. I don't know if I've told you guys that before. I'm not really into adventure movies or superhero movies. I mean, if the guys are watching them, I'll kind of watch. But, like, I don't know, man. The wife and I watched Four Christmases the other day, and I thought that movie was pretty good. And I think I want to go see either that movie with Robert De Niro in it and Drew Barrymore, though I don't really like Drew Barrymore. Nothing personal. Like, if she's listening to this, I mean, it's just, I don't know. She's just not my thing. I'm sure she's very nice, and she was awesome in E.T. But, so that Robert De Niro movie, or maybe that Alec Baldwin, Meryl Streep movie, is that gay that I want to go see that? It's got Steve Martin in it, you know? And by gay, I mean happy. But yeah, anyway. So I don't know. I don't really know what summer blockbuster or what Christmas blockbuster I'm going to go see, but we'll probably go see a movie over the holidays. And then, the wife and I are going, somewhere for like a weekend, I think at some point. So before we head back, so should be a cool little break. Anyway, so I think I'll play another song here. This song is a song that Butch Walker and I wrote the same day that we wrote When We Die. And it's called Straight to Video. And the funny thing is that I'm not really sure what we were thinking. I mean, straight to video, of course, used to be this term, which is basically like what would be referred to now as a DVD-only release. So, but there is no video anymore. So the whole thing about doing something straight to video didn't really make any sense because there's no videos, you know? So we had written this song and turned it in, and it's like really good. I mean, I think the song's awesome, and it's really well done and well recorded and stuff, and it's got a cowbell, and we put like Bon Jovi background vocals on it and stuff. But again, there's kind of no, it doesn't really make any sense anymore. But anyway, it's always awesome to write songs with Butch Walker. If you follow him on Twitter or you're a fan of his, you know he's just a really, really amazingly talented and awesome guy. So anyway, I'll play the song now. The song's called Straight to Video, and it's unreleased off of the Great Burrito Extortion Case. Check it out.
She text messaged me on the phone in capital letters, wanting time on her own. I don't mean to seem out of line, but it seemed like everything was going just fine. The times were changing and rearranging. I never thought that I could go from first to worst. She took me straight to video in the B-movie role. Last year's model with a broken stereo. The new sensation just passed expiration. Never as it has been solo, oh no. Solo, oh no. It took me to your new boyfriend's show.
Okay, this is a true story. During the last segment of my third podcast, I'm sitting in my office, and my house guest for the these last few days off, his name is MC Lars, and he just kind of wandered into my office. How you doing?
Hey, cool office, Jared. I really like it.
Thanks very much. How are you enjoying your days off in Highland Village, Texas?
Well, today we got a delicious sandwich. And then there were some fans at the, some friends, fans at the place who would start talking to Eric. That was cool. Everywhere Eric goes, people know him.
and it's really weird because he has a beard right now. You would think that like he's all kind of incognito.
Yeah, well, I think also because he has new glasses, people like they recognize those glasses because Chris is wearing them in that picture right there.
Right. Yeah. Those glasses, by the way, Chris is wearing in that picture, which is like one of our very first promo shots with Jive. It's on the artwork for the album, actually. Those are fake glasses. He doesn't need glasses to see. Chris doesn't.
Oh.
Eric does.
Oh. Eric is like Elvis Costello with those glasses.
Don't tell him that, though, because then we won't hear the end of it.
I just want to say the new Bowling for Soup Christmas album is out on their website, and it's, what's it called? Merry Frickin' Christmas or something?
It's called Merry Flippin' Christmas Volume 1.
So check that out. And also, we've been on tour, so we'll be doing some shows, and my new record, This Gigantic Robot Kills, is out on Crappy Records, which is Jared's new label. Should we talk about Crappy Records?
We can, or we could just talk about us. Let's not do business right now. Let's talk about how we met. In late 2004, I got sent your demo that you had done that was kind of getting passed around. And I believe you were about to get a publishing deal with the guy, Howie Abrams, who signed us to Jive and who is now your manager. Is that crazy?
That's so weird. It's all connected.
It is. And so then in 2005, I basically kidnapped you for like a year, right? And you had to get on the bus with us, and we rolled around the world.
Yeah, that was a real life-changing experience. You know, I had never really toured a lot. I did a small tour for Absolute Punk, but that was like really small, and that was like a week. And so we went on the road, and I learned so much from you guys. You guys are like my big brothers. We went all across the U.S., all across England. I wrote The Graduate like on your bus. That was my record before this last one. And, you know, I was young, free, and single.
Yeah, which was good. And and that worked out good for you, I think, on that tour, right?
Yeah.
Being young and free. I mean.
Yeah, I was young and free, and I got a lot of things out of my system.
Oh, including a kidney stone.
I had a kidney stone in Boise, Idaho. I remember when I called you from the hotel, I like, couldn't get up. And I was like, Jared, I'm scared. What should I do?
Well, and actually what's funny about that is that you had been hurting when you peed for like about a week and a half at that point. And we kept messing with you, telling you had an STD and had you all scared. But you just drank cranberry juice thinking you had a really bad bladder infection. And you drank cranberry juice cocktail for like a week and a half. You got a lot of vitamin C.
Yeah, I drank all that. And then finally, well, I don't know how graphic we have to be, but it came out on the bus. And then we caught it in the toilet because there's no water in the tour bus toilet. So it like kind of plunked around in there. And I got it and put it in my bottle, and we showed it to people on the bus.
Yeah, we had it in a little Aquafina bottle with the lid on, and we would just shake it about. But it was really scary looking. It was really jagged. It looked like what we have these things in Texas. I don't know if you have them everywhere, but and they're not quite what what stickers are, right? Like if you, okay, we have these things called goat heads. And basically what it is, it's like it almost does look like a goat head. And it's essentially a sticker. I'm sure it comes off of some weed item. But anyway, that's what it looked like. And it came out of your weenie.
Yeah, it hurt. It really hurt. And then so then I had one again last year, but I went to the hospital because I didn't want to pee it out again. And they did surgery and stuff.
Oh, did they laser the thing, like zap it? Or what did they do?
They lasered it, and then I peed it out. So I learned that I shouldn't drink Red Bull. Like, I was drinking Red Bull like three a day, man. That stuff does it. And when I don't do that, I don't have it. So I decided to stop drinking Red Bull.
That seems like such a good decision. It really does.
That's advice for kids at home. If you drink those energy drinks, drink water too. Because like, I was 22 and then I had one at 26. And like, usually you don't get kidney stones until you're like 40. You know? So my urologist was like, yo. So anyway, enough about that.
Yeah. But we had a good – and then we went to England that same year. And that was a good tour. And then since then, we've done tons and tons of stuff together, man. I put out your new record, and we wrote a Christmas song last year called "I'm Dreaming of a Green Green Christmas." Is it green green on the title, or is it just "I'm Dreaming of a Green Christmas"?
The title is "I'm Dreaming of a Green Christmas," but the hook is "I'm Dreaming of a Green Green Christmas."
Right.
That's confusing. Yeah. But the title's a reference to "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas," that Christmas song.
Right, and then in the song we needed an extra beat word consonant.
You know what I noticed though, Jarrett?
What?
This is cool for the fans. If you listen to I'm Dreaming of Green Christmas, available on iTunes, that goes, you know, you can get on iTunes. If you listen to that, then listen to I Got You on the new Bowling for Soup record. The beat is very similar on the verses.
It is very similar, actually.
Is it the same?
It's not the same, no.
But it was from the same session you wrote with our friend Linus.
Yeah, it was from, and we actually, now, this is a little bit of insight, and maybe someday we can actually play this on this podcast, or maybe on yours or something, but when I Got You had been written, and we didn't think I Got You was really right for the Bowling for Soup album, and so you and myself and Linus of Hollywood, our good friend from LA, also a owner of Crappy Records and an awesome solo artist, and co-producer of the new Bowling for Soup record. This is also incestuous, Lars. All of this. It's crazy now. Now it's just getting nuts.
Everyone knows everyone and works together.
But we rewrote I Got You as a song for you called
Summer Camp Love, in parentheses, it's intense. Get it? T-E-N-T-S.
Yeah. And it was a song about your summer camp love interests.
Yeah, and it's cool. And I mean, like, what happened with that song was we just couldn't figure out the right title. So it didn't make the record. So it went back to being a Bowling for Soup record. And I think it's one of the coolest songs on your album. Because it's different, right?
Yeah, it worked out good. Well, and the cool thing about that is that, like, it can still be, since it's all the same writers, we could still revisit that summer camp love is intense at some point. But it was fun because you talk about farting in it.
Yeah, he's talking about this girl he has a crush on summer camp. He goes, I farted on the hike. She was the only girl who laughed.
There you go. And farts are always funny.
Yeah, and it's because it's like he likes her and he makes her like clay sculptures and stuff. He has a crush on her.
I like it. I like it a lot. Well, thanks for coming and staying at my house and going on tour with us again. It's been awesome having you back.
It's been great being back playing shows, and your fans are awesome, and it's really fun. And I just want to give a shout out to everyone listening at home.
And you can follow MC Lars at MC_Lars on Twitter, and check out his websites and all of his crazy kooky antics. He's all over the web, man. He's a web flipping master.
I learned that from you, Jarrett.
I learned from you. I learned a lot of geekdom from you, because you're in touch with all that. I'm old, man. I had to relearn all this way of communicating with the outside world now.
You should post pictures of your studio, because like people will see that you have all this cool technology here. Like you got a new inbox. For your Pro Tools?
I got a new Inbox Mini that's a small little inbox that I can take around on the road, and mostly for in hotel rooms when I travel on writing sessions, because a lot of times I'll get done writing and I want to go ahead and program the drums. And as you know, you don't, unless you have an interface, you can't actually bring up the program Pro Tools. So I have that little guy there now. And there's a signed drum head by Bowling for Soup there. That's also here. Lots of stuff. It's sort of like a little collage of my life, but it's good. I've signed posters from my friends, including MC Lars.
Yeah, and also you got all these cool like promo shots, and you got crazy like gold records up on the wall. You know, baller.
Yeah, baller. That's to make other songwriters nervous whenever they come in here to write with me. And that way, it's just like, look, my nuts are this big. You know what I mean? Hey, well, thanks for being on my podcast, Lars. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play our Christmas song, because I think it's fitting, because it's Christmas. So this is I'm Dreaming of a Green, Green Christmas. It is available on iTunes. So as soon as you hear this, you should just go over and buy it right now. Because, you know, shoot, man. Lars just moved out of his parents' house and moved to Oakland. I got kids to feed here. Linus has got all that shit. So anyway, check it out. I'm Dreaming of a Green, Green Christmas. Thanks, Lars.
Peace, y'all. Thanks.
It was the night before Christmas and all through the house. Global warming had wiped out the endangered field mouse. The stockings were hung by the big solar panels.
while Timmy was watching the Planet Green Channel. It told him that the icebergs were melting away, and Frosty was having a very bad day. The North Pole was boiling and Santa was blue. The elves now made toys with reindeer hoof glue. On the AstroTurf arose such a clatter, I sprang from the futon to see what was the matter. When what to my curious eye should appear but Santa in a Prius pulled by flying reindeer. Now Dasher, now Dancer, it's time to conserve. On Comet, on Cupid, we've gotta preserve. From the triple pane windows to the top of the wall, sustainable, 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 y'all.
I'm dreaming of a green, green Christmas. One day there could be no more snow. I'm dreaming of a green, green Christmas. Self-sustaining as my giftless bride. I'm dreaming of a green, green Christmas. Not Santa surfing at the North Pole. I'm dreaming of a green, green Christmas.
In a vinyl diesel sleigh to Grandma's house we go.
And then Santa came into my house, and he's like, I'm coming through the front door. I'm like, why? He's like, you don't have a chimney. I said, burning carbon is bad.
Santa was dressed in organic cotton from his head to his feet. His fur jacket was recycled. His Birkenstocks were sweet. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and a Nob Hill recycled tote bag sack. The ozone was depleting and the climate change was scary, but Santa's eyes were focused on still making Christmas merry. He brought me some rocks and a solar-powered weed. What was once a white beard was now a goatee. He rocked aviators in a little round belly. The ship when he laughed like a bowl of organic jelly. He spoke not a word but flashed me a smirk. He said, I'm mad green and went straight to work. Roy Rudolph recharged his solar-powered nose. He used recycling wrapping paper, that's how conservation goes. But I heard Santa exclaim as he drove out of sight, a green Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
I'm dreaming of a green, green Christmas. One day there could be no more snow.
Santa gave to me the following things: 12 solar fans, 11 Brita filters, 10 Red Sig bottles, 9 bins for recycling, 8 compact light bulbs, 7 striped hemp beanies, 6 recycled ornaments,
5 books by Heinberg,
4 bamboo bookshelves,
3 million soybeans,
2 low-flow toilets,
and an inconvenient true DVD.
I'm dreaming of a green, green Christmas.
Christmas.
One day there could be no more snow.
No.
I'm dreaming of a green, green Christmas.
Right.
Self-sustaining as my giftless bride. I'm dreaming of a green, green Christmas. Not Santa surfing at the North Pole.
North Pole.
I'm dreaming of a green, green Christmas.
And a vinyl diesel sleigh to Grandma's house. Good.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy Kwanzaa! Happy Hanukkah! We're so inclusive! We're so politically correct! We're keeping it real! Because it's Christmas! Alright, kids. This year for Christmas, don't ask for toys. Ask your parents to donate a cow to starving families in Africa. Be a good person. Don't give me the mic, I get nutty.
Alright, that was MC Lars's I'm Dreaming of a Green, Green Christmas. And, it was fun that he was here today. He just went for a walk around my neighborhood now, so hopefully people don't think he's a drifter and shoot him. I mean, it is Texas. You just never know. Anyway, thanks for listening to my third podcast. It's been fun doing this. I just absolutely enjoy sitting here listening to myself talk. I didn't really have an agenda when I did this. I just knew I needed to get another one of these out, so I hope that's okay. I mean, I think really it's just a matter of... maybe I need to plan better. I don't know. But I've really enjoyed this time that we've had together. And if you don't already, please follow me on Twitter, JARET2113. And you can follow the band BFS Rocks. You can, if you'd like, you can always email me. I think you can get there from the website or whatever. Or just tweet me or MySpace me or whatever. It's been real. It's been fun. And I am going to go take a pee outside because it's Texas. We can do that. I just walk right out in my backyard and just pee in the grass. And I'm going to go do that right now. That's right. Everybody, let's just go have a nice grass pee. Y'all be good. Take care.
Hey, everybody.